Today we'll be doing the 26th paragraph in the first mamar. There's a person who tries their hardest to purify themselves in the ways of chasidus. When he has a expansion or he has an addition of light that comes within him. So as a result, his brain also produces more elevated types of thoughts. And if a person doesn't understand how to learn and doesn't have these thoughts in his brain, so then one of two things will happen. The fact that he doesn't have these more sophisticated thoughts will cause his spiritual elevation to decrease, will cause him to actually have a yirida, because in his brain his neshama doesn't have room to expand. It's like you cut off the head of the additional neshama. And he only has that small measure of the neshama that he had originally. Even though he has purified himself by elevating himself spiritually, but what's going to happen is that against his will, all of his purified thoughts are going to be pushed out of his brain. And since there is no path for them to travel, they're going to be expressed in an inappropriate manner, in a crooked manner. And if he does come to understand something, he's going to believe that he has this very high level of comprehension that's comparable to the Olama Atzilus, when in reality, he hasn't even scratched the surface of the basic levels of understanding. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 27th paragraph tomorrow.